We're learning about the laws of Hurachum, which is recited on Monday and Thursday. The Mechaber tells us, Nohagin l'harbos b'sachanunim b'sheni v'chamishi, that we increase in our supplications on these two days of the week. V'omrim b'hurachum, we say b'hurachum. It's interesting, machlokis over here, and the Mechaber says, v'omrim mosa b'kol ram, it's supposed to be said out loud. And then, according to the opinion of the Ramah, he says, "V'chenu hagin l'omer ma'umad." Of course, we say it standing. "Abul omer moso b'lachash." It should be said not loudly but quietly. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the basic idea, the theme behind this dispute is "v'tam de'a rishona k'del or hakavana." The idea of saying something loudly as opposed to just skimming it. You may not necessarily have the kavana, the concentration on what you're saying. But nonetheless, according to the opinion of the Ramah, it said, Belachash, it's quietly. So whichever opinion that is, he says, Umashno Hagin L'Harbos B'Sachanun B'Shin V'Chamishi, why these two particular days of all days? Why a Monday and a Thursday? Maybe a Sunday, since we have to a longer davening, so make it a Sunday where we don't go to work. Mishim Shehem Yimei Yeratzon. These two days are considered to be Yimei Ratzon, as we'll discuss why in a moment. And therefore some people also fast during this time. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. What does it mean it's Yimei Ratzon? Monday and Thursday is considered to be an auspicious time. So he says as follows, which is really quoting the Tosus in Baba Kam, which we'll see in a second. He says, Sharboim Yom Shel Kabbalas Luchos Hachronos, when it came to the latter 40 days, which appropriately starts on, you're pointing, Rosh Chodesh El, right? That's when it began, and then of course for that whole month, and then the next 10 days of Tishrei, which is the original Yom Kippur, the time in which we were truly forgiven for the treacherous aver of the Egel Hazav. So it's considered to be Yimei Ratzon. Why is Monday and Thursday? Because Olam Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom B'yom Hey V'yarad B'yom Beis, that he ascended Har Sinai on right today, which was on B'yom Hey, which was a Thursday, and he came back down with the second set of Luchos on a Monday. And therefore, because of this, for all generations, we focus on those 2 days, those bookmarks, if you will, those bookends, as Yimei Ratzon. And therefore, that's the reason why we add Tachanunim at this particular time. In fact, the Gemara in Perek Merubah, the 7th Perek, which we were learning not too long ago in Mishnayos, discusses 10 Tekanos that Ezra established. And one of them was that Bikorin B'Sheni V'Chamishi, that we have a Torah reading twice a week. Of course, on Shabbos, and also he also established by Mincha on Shabbos, but on Sheni V'Chamishi, specifically on Monday and Thursday. And the Gemara explains the reason why Monday and Thursday, maybe it makes more sense just, you know, just do 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and finished. Why does that have to be all spread out throughout the week? So he says, the Gemara says, because of the Pasuk, it says, V'yelchus shlosh Hashem of Mimidbar v'lo motzamayim, that we were 3 days in the wilderness, and can you imagine not drinking any water for 3 days? How can a person physically function without water? So the Gemara says that it's possible that we can compare water to Torah. The Torah is like water, as the Pasuk says, anyone who's thirsty, go to water. So just as a person should not go without water, how can you go without water? You'll dehydrate in this heat for 3 days. So a person should hopefully have that same attitude when it comes to Torah. And if you don't feel that thirst, then there's something wrong with you spiritually, just as much as it'd be wrong with you physically. And Tosos asks the question, okay, so you have to have 3 days apart. All right. But so why does that have to be Monday and Thursday? For that point, you can just might as well make it, let's say, Tuesday and Friday, right? So between Saturday and Tuesday is still the 3 days. So what's the significance of the Monday and Thursday? And this, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, this is what Tosos lengthy. Tosafot says that it's coming to tell us that Zimei Ratzon. Specifically, not only is it 3 days apart, that's one aspect, but Bedavka on Monday and Thursday, because those times are considered to be Zimei Ratzon. And therefore, for that reason, as well as we just saw, that's the reason why we say Bahurachim, this extended Tachnunim, these extended supplications during those two times specifically. Now, it's interesting. I'm sorry?
It was market day also, so that's why the people here in London, you know, it's market. So the market day.
Oh, I thought you meant like the stock market's open on Mondays, which is also true. Oh, okay, right. It's connected to the base then and all these other nyanim as well. So it's one other explanation as to why we say B'hur Achum at this particular time. It's interesting, it's brought down in the Sefer HaManig as well as the Kolbo, as it says here, an interesting story. It says that Batikin Mirasa Ayde Masa Nes Gadol, there was a tremendous miracle. This is actually, its original source was in the Kolbo. So what exactly is this miracle? What exactly happened? So it's interesting, we say it twice a week, yet maybe not all of us are familiar with the other reason why it was established at a later period of time than the time of Moshe. So there's a story, I'm not going to read the whole thing, just going to bits and pieces of it. It says there was a Maisa, Mevi'im Maisa Shehoi Bizman Churban by Sheni, the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash already, that there were three Zakenim that were on a Sfina, they were on a boat, and V'hegiu Sefina Sam L'mokum Golos Eitzom Amshelos Hagamon Echad. So the boat stopped, it docked at a specific location, and there was, unfortunately, no shortage of them, a wicked person. The Omer L'shosh HaZakenim, and he said to these three tzaddikim, these tzaddikim on this boat, Ritzoni L'nasos Eschem B'kivshin Eish Kemo L'chananim Yishal V'Azarius. We learned, for those who, on Shabbos, when we learned Gemara Sanhedrin, we discussed already the miracle of Chananim Yishal Nazaria, those three. So this guy said, he was obviously pretty well versed in Torah, Nach. So he said, I'm going to test the three of you to see if you're on the exact same level as these three. The Omerlo, they said, okay, obviously, which means he's going to throw him to a fire, which is basically, we're going to die. So they said, Tainon Uzman Shloshim Yom, give us at least 30 days. And hopefully during those 30 days, we'll beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. V'nasalhem, he gave him those 30 days, what's the difference? 30 days, the fire is going to be just as hot. And during that time, the story says, they fasted, and they davened, they did tshuva, and they had dreams. And when a tzaddik, when these Zakenim would have a dream, it's not like when we have a dream. When they had a dream, it meant something. And they saw, one of the Zakenim saw a pasuk. A pasuk which relayed in Sefer Yeshaya, which alludes to the fact that fire will not be able to consume you. And therefore, they learned from this Zaken's dream that Vaday Tichnas L'Eish V'Tinat. You're certainly going to enter into this fire and you'll be saved. Ki Vaday Yasol Chaneis Min HaShemayim. This miracle happened. Hagiazman, the 30 days came and went. The also avi hagmoin eish gedolamod. It's a tremendously hot fire. Bazokin ahu shechol machalom. The person who came in, who had this dream, he entered into the fire first. And of course, we can imagine he was miraculously spared. Menichnus olav shnei hazakenim haacherim. The other two followed him. And because of this, it says, v'eskinu v'hurachum. What does v'hurachum mean? Rachum mean. We're asking Hashem for mercy. So what is this B'hur Achum? If you look at the pair of this lengthy tefillah, Ha'echad Omer, one of them said this tefillah ad up until the words Anam Melech Rachum L'Chanun. But you see the words again Rachamim in all three. Hasheni Omer, the second one said Anam Melech Rachum L'Chanun until the words Kikel Melech Chanun V'Rachum Atah, and the third one said Ein Kamochel Chanun V'Rachum, there's no one like you Hashem who is all merciful. And therefore we see that all three of them mention this element of Rachamim, and based on the words of the Kolbo is a second explanation as to why we specifically say extra tachanunim because of the tremendous nes, the tremendous miracle that occurred at that time.